Alleluia, Christ is risen. Alleluia, he is risen indeed. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, writes Simon Peter in our epistle reading for today. Those words that Simon Peter is writing, those words that Simon Peter delivers to us today are the words of someone who saw that resurrected Lord for himself, talked to him, walked with Jesus, learned from him for 3 years. He is the one who remembered it all. He experienced it all. Simon Peter could remember. He remembered those last few painful days. He remembered everything that happened. He remembered Jesus taking the bread and breaking it and blessing it. He remembered Jesus saying to them that he must depart. And Simon Peter was the very first one to object to all that. Lord, this cannot happen. That cannot be. Lord, I would go and die with you. I would go and I would die for you. Simon Peter saw all of this. He heard all of it. He remembered all of it. He remembered the soldiers coming to arrest Jesus. Simon Peter was the one who drew his sword and cut off the ear of a servant. He is the one who followed Jesus to the high priest's house. And he saw Jesus being questioned and mocked and slapped. And now it seemed like Peter would finally get that opportunity to make good on that offer that he had made. This would be his chance to take that stand and to die with Jesus. But 3 times it happened. 3 times. Jesus himself had said just a couple of hours before all of this that it would happen, but it seemed so inconceivable then. But first that servant girl asked the question. Then another servant. And then a third. You aren't one of his disciples, are you? Didn't I see you there in the olive grove with him? 3 times Peter was asked that question, and 3 times he said no. And after that 3rd time, on cue, rooster crowed. And suddenly it dawned on Peter. He remembered all of it. And he crumbled. And he was crushed. Completely and utterly broken. All of his best intentions, all of his good wishes, all of his sincere hopes, all of those things slipped out of his hands and off the tips of his fingers. The thoughts left his mind. The words spilled off of his lips. The deed was done. Peter in that moment was shattered. And he was broken. No way to turn back. No way to stop it. No way to take any of it back. What can be done in that moment? When the irreversible has already happened, what can happen when you've hit that hopelessness of rock bottom? What healing is there for a broken heart? Mercy. Lord, have mercy. Simon Peter remembered all of this. He saw all of it. He lived all of it. He heard all of it. But he writes these words to us today. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Simon Peter, who was as broken and lost as anybody could have ever been, says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, that is kept in heaven for you. 3 times. 3 denials. 3 days that Peter had to live with that guilt and that pain and that despair. And when you are in that moment, in that place where you are at rock bottom, when you are left speechless, when you are completely and totally indefensible, when you are broken and you are crushed, when there is nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, and nowhere to turn, there is only one thing that's left. And that's acceptance. Acceptance was the way of the hopeless and the sick and the blind and the dying who came to Jesus, accepting the fact that they had nowhere else to go, they had nowhere else to turn, there was absolutely nothing that any of them could ever hope to do for themselves. Acceptance was the way of those sinners who came to him in their guilt. Acceptance was even the way of Jesus with the cross. Lord, have mercy. Acceptance in that hope that the bruised and the broken and the battered and the brokenhearted, the defeated and the lost and the hopeless, find their acceptance in the eyes of the one who could judge and who could condemn. But he doesn't. He is the one who has mercy and grace to cover all of that guilt and that shame. The one who says, a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. Come, he says. All of you who feel hopeless, all of you who are broken, all of you who grieve, you bruised reeds and you smoldering wicks, those who have no life or breath or hope in you at all, come and see. Come and see. Come to the tomb and come and see what God has done. Come and see what God has done to the one who accepted the path of the cross and death. Come to that empty tomb and see what God has done. Jesus has risen from the dead, and he has received his reward for his faithfulness. And Peter has seen. He has come to hear and know and believe and trust in his brokenness, that none who accept that brokenness and that hopelessness, none who look to him, who trust in Christ, will ever be put to shame or condemned. Those who look to him, those who trust in him, those who hear these words and believe these words, they are the ones who are forgiven. They have new life and new hope, just like Peter himself received. This is resurrection life, and it is resurrection hope. Three times Peter was shamed. 3 days of guilt and despair. It was, as John's gospel tells us, met by 3 different encounters with the risen Jesus. 3 times that risen Jesus speaks to Simon and asks him that question, "Do you love me? Feed my sheep." 3 times he is forgiven. And he is given a new life, and he is given a new direction, and he is given an assurance that what Jesus Christ has done, what he has purchased in the cross, what he has delivered in his resurrection glory and in his resurrection victory, that is something that can never be taken away. It has been sealed for him in the blood that has been shed upon that cross. It has been sealed for him in that resurrection victory, and it is kept. That promise is kept safe and secure in heaven for all who believe in him. This is what Peter knew. This is what Peter saw. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us an inheritance, a hope that can never perish or spoil or fade. It is kept in heaven for you. As Simon goes on and he says, who through faith are being shielded by God's power until the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you've had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. Simon Peter writes about what he has seen, what he has witnessed, and what he has experienced. And he says to you and I that because Jesus is risen from the dead, because you are his, your inheritance is certain in heaven. There is nothing that cannot be forgiven. Any pain, any shame, any sin, any loss. Peter is assuring us and telling us from his own personal experience, firsthand experience, he is reminding us that any pain, shame, sin, or loss, it is only temporary. This is a new view. It's a new perspective. It is the resurrection view. This is the resurrection perspective. It is the view of faith, resurrection faith, that says and believes and trusts that all things, every single thing, every last thing in your life, every last thing in this world is working together for the good of those who love him and those who are called according to his purpose. It's that resurrection faith that believes even in suffering and loss that you are already more than conquerors because Jesus Christ has conquered for you. The grave is defeated. Sin is forgiven. Satan is crushed and destroyed. His day is over. Even though he might have his moments, even though he might have his times, even though he tries to lash out with everything that he does have, Satan has lost this war. You are, by faith, you are through the promise of God. You are through the waters of baptism, just as Bryson experienced this morning. You are his. And you are guarded and you are kept and you are shielded and you are protected from the worst. That is his promise. That is that resurrection promise. It is most certainly true. This is what Peter says to you and I. This is that holy perspective that he gained through our resurrected Lord. Peter says, these troubles that have come, the suffering that comes, these have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may prove genuine and may result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. You see, friends, in the story down here below, here on earth, there is suffering and there is loss. But in that upper story, there is rejoicing. There is rejoicing over one sinner who repents, over the broken spirit, over the one who is left speechless, the one who can only say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, help me. Lord, save. Father, forgive me. It is that hope of faith that believes through sin and death and suffering that because Jesus lives, you will live as well. It is that gift of faith that believes that the promise of God, that gift of faith, it is the most precious, the most valuable, the most wonderful thing that you will ever have in this world. It is more valuable than all the gold of this world. Because everything else is going to pass away. Everything else will be destroyed. But that gift of God, will endure. It will last. Peter says to you and I, though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him, and you are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Everything and everyone in this world will pass away. This world and all of its troubles, someday it will be forgotten. The things that seem to be so large right now, the troubles that seem to be so burdensome, they will be forgotten. There will come a day when they will not be remembered anymore. All the power, all the glory, all the wants, all the wishes, all the desires of this earth and life and this world, they are far behind. And they are far apart from what is most important. And what it is that truly matters. The only thing that will really last. And that is the salvation of your soul. Something that seems so impossible, seems insurmountable when we try to understand it, or we try to achieve it, or we try to grasp it, or we try to make it our own, or we try to do it on our own. But friends, as Simon Peter comes to know and comes to believe, and as he tells us and assures us, that salvation is within your grasp. It is possible. In fact, even better than that, Simon Peter assures us that it is guaranteed. It is really and truly and surely yours. All because of the grace and the mercy of God, our Heavenly Father. Because of the faithfulness and the obedience and the love and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one who suffered, the one who died, but also the one who is risen. And because he is risen, you are forgiven, and you too will live. Amen. Now may that resurrection peace and hope, may this guard and keep your hearts and your minds in faith to Christ our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.